Let's start with 7th District Congressman Ed Perlmutter. He serves on the House Financial Services Committee and, as of 2009, reported owning up to $350,000 in U.S. bank stock. Now, banking falls under the purview of his committee assignment. So is there anything wrong or unethical with him being a stock owner?
Perlmutter has faced this line of questioning before from some of his opponents in the congressional races, and it's kind of been an issue, but it's one that he's really doused. He has told people that this is something that's part of a family partnership, that the stock has been in the family for 20 years, way before he even thought of running for Congress or even got involved in elective politics, and that it's clearly not a conflict of interest. He says he doesn't have much control over it, and it's really a non-issue. He hasn't filed a disclosure for this year. He asked for an extension, so we don't know if it's going to be the same. But this is what it was in 2009, and it's something he feels comfortable with.
We should say that no one group is pointing a finger at Perlmutter. Rather, it's all about the fact that personal disclosure statements for members of Congress were due last week.
It comes back to another argument on whether or not Congress people should be allowed to have investments. And you know, a lot of them contend that they're just like regular citizens and they need to be able to save for the future and do that. And, you know, they've always been open about it. And Perlmutter says there's been a level of transparency and he sees no problem with it. And some of these public interest groups, however, do see it as a possible conflict of interest. And that's where the story is.
Now, 3rd District Congressman Scott Tipton serves on the House Natural Resources Committee and owns up to $755,000 in oil and natural gas stocks. Now, Jody, about the only difference that one can see between Tipton and Perlmutter is that Tipton's district is a prime source for oil and gas drilling.
And he says that because he's involved in all of this and that he knows the district well and that it's giving him a sense of perspective on how he votes. However, he's careful to say that, you know, the fact that he has those interests does not really affect his positions on different issues. But, again, that's open for interpretation. One of the problems with Tipton is that as a freshman, he came in and he's kind of had a rough start and he's had a couple other problems as well. So this is just sort of adding to the litany of some of the issues he's facing from critics.
Even if this activity isn't illegal and it may only be a perceived conflict of interest, so much of politics these days is about image. How does this hurt Tipton or Perlmutter?
Well, you know what they say, perception is reality. And when you look at Congress people, their reputation as a whole, and I'm not referring to anyone in Colorado specifically, but it's not a great reputation among the public. And I think in this era especially, people are looking for clean politics, and they want their representatives to be transparent, and so it doesn't help. But I think you also have to keep in mind that Perlmutter's disclosure forms are not in yet for this year. And also, when you look at those are for the preceding year. In other words, the what we were just talking about was for the year 2010. Has nothing to do with what their votes are necessarily are in 2011. So you can't automatically make the assumption that there's a conflict of interest. But as you said, it's an image, and I think, especially in Colorado, which has been pretty clean and politically speaking, our representatives probably will be striving for a squeaky clean image.
Okay. Jody, thank you.
My pleasure.
Jody Hope Strogoff is the publisher of the Colorado Statesman, a weekly political newspaper. For KUNC, I'm Brian Larson.